cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Well, welcome back to Sovereign Soul Show, you divine lions and lionesses. I am Brad Wozni, the man who was supposedly born in Canada. Now, we all know, as the straw man, that these corporations we all were born into are just that, business entities. And I'm delighted to be back with the former Lieutenant Colonel, retired SAS Commander, Ricardo Bossi, head of Australia One Party, and Dave Guru Graham of Stop the Rot, Sack the Lot. And here we all are, you know, in our new foxholes and, you know, some old, you know, still on the boat, floating around, getting after it. Gentlemen, it's an honor to continue to wage this war of truth and action to save lives, to save souls, literally a spiritual war. Thank you. Thank you for what you continue to do in standing up, no matter what they throw at you. And Rick, as we were talking in the pre-chat, the attack on converging axes, I think that is so well apt to title this show on all of our platforms. And folks, wherever you're watching this, Stop the Rot, Australia One, Sovereign Soul Show, hit like, share, follow, subscribe, because we need to get the awakening of the human consciousness up against the spiritual war, because it is about to get worse. We need to inform everybody. You're about to hear why. Rick, Dave, over to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Brett. Hey, thanks for having us on board, mate. Absolute privilege and pleasure to be with you. And thanks to you and your listeners for putting up with these rough diamonds from down under. Now, just that attack on converging axes and the fact that it's going to get worse before it gets better will appear to be so, and it will be so. For those of you who spent time out bush, as we call it in Australia, or in the woods, as the Americans call it, that it literally gets darker before the dawn, quite literally, and the temperature drops a couple of degrees just before dawn. So you're sitting there on picket, staring into the darkness, trying to spot the bad guy before he spots you. And in those few minutes before the dawn kicks in, because you're looking at your watch every 5 minutes, and you're sure an hour's passed, but it's a minute, because it's cold and it's miserable and it's dark. Right. But the temperature drops a degree or two, and it starts to get really cold, and it gets darker, and you actually see less just before the sun comes up, before dawn or twilight even hits. And that's where we are now. So things are going to get nasty. We're closer than we've ever been to victory, without a doubt, without a doubt. Yet it's going to get nastier in the next little while. You can't put a time frame on it. You can try, but it's going to get nastier. It's going to get colder. It's going to get darker. And so buckle up, kids. Now, keep in mind, we are closer to the end, and we're winning. We know that. We've won. It's all great. But when you corner an animal, it gets vicious, and it doesn't care what it does to hurt, and it doesn't care. It'll behave like a zombie. It will attack you, even though it's not in its best interest to do so. As you might recall, some time ago, we put it out to them and said, "Look, this is your last chance. Join the side of light and goodness, or you will swing from the neck till dead." Yeah. And some actually did come across. A lot came across and provided a lot of intel to a lot of people, which was great. But those that didn't, who doubled down on their Masonic filth, on their demonic life, they are now desperate, and they will literally do anything they can to destroy us. They'll take as many down as they can. They would rather see, in a literal sense, the entire planet burn than concede defeat. So when you're in a fight like this, normally in a fight, you leave a door open, let them get away, so you reduce casualties and you catch them later. Not this time. This time, everyone goes, the bad guys go down, and they know it. And so it's going to get nasty. So what's critical at this point of the battle is to maintain what Dave and I have been doing and a number of others. It's an attack on converging axes. Rather than trying to assemble an alliance at the bottom of the hill and all come up the hill together in lockstep, to use the bad guy's words, we said, don't do that, because you can't trust the other side. Not because they're all bad. Many of them are. Many are led by Masonic filth. Some have been penetrated. Some are purely just evil. And others are, they get their leadership into an organization and the good, honest people underneath are doing genuinely good work and they don't realize they're being led astray. And so we've always practiced this attack on converging axes. I'll come up one side of the hill. Dave comes up the other. Other groups come up their side of the hill. And we each fight our own individual battles our own way, because we have very different belief systems. We have different value sets. We have different techniques. We have different intelligence sources. So to coordinate, man, an alliance is tough enough as it is. And this is a tough war. And so we've done this on our own. And Dave's had tremendous success with Stop the Rot and his mob. Just brilliant. Brilliant. I mean, this guy's an absolute hero to Australia. And he really is. And so we've been able to have that success because we've kept our own counsel. You know, I'll work with Dave on things that work, and when it doesn't work together, we don't work together. We do our own thing. And that freedom of, it's called freedom of action. I'm free to do what I want. He's free to do what he wants. And we'll help each other when we can. But my success is not predicated on Dave, and nor is Dave's success predicated on me. And that frees us up to fight our way, our war, our way, and not compromise ourselves. So this is, we've got to continue this. Now, it doesn't mean we're hanging each other out to dry. It doesn't mean we're not unified. We are unified in an idea, not in the method, not in how we fight. No. And that's what people want. We're unified in an idea of what we want Australia to be. Our purpose is identical, to save the country. That's it. And Dave fights it his way, I fight it mine, and other, many other groups around the country are doing that. But it's important, particularly now that people are making the call for unity. Unity of what? Unity with whom? Pedophiles, rapists, Satanists? And what they tend to do is they'll pick a very narrow target, and you think about the breadth and depth of the adversary and the objectives that need to be captured in a military sense. You've got a whole series of objectives, and they all have to be captured. But what the adversary will do is they'll pick a very narrow point of focus, like they did in Canberra back a few years back. It was all about COVID. And we warned them back then. We warned them 3 years ago. We said, you've got to broaden your focus. You've got to see the bigger picture. Because if you focus just on the COVID, the moment they ramp back, they pull back from their restrictions, everybody thinks the war is won, they go home. And that coalition that existed on the hill, that 2 million plus Australians that stood on that hill, dissipated. And it's exactly what happened. They pulled back on their COVID restrictions, and the movement just went back to work thinking, oh, no, it's all good now. COVID's finished. But we warn them. They'll ratchet it up, and the moment you push back a little, they'll stop, and then they go, and then they start moving again. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happened. So be mindful, be careful of any group that seems to be coming together and comprising people you've never heard of. Where have they been the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years? What have they done? Have they done the work? And the answer is mostly no, they haven't done the work. They'll pop their head up and disappear. They'll pop their head up and disappear. They'll travel the world and do a tour, but they're not actually doing the work. So watch out for these groups, and they'll start coming together saying, let's hold hands. So it's a real kumbaya moment. And the trouble is they'll pick a very narrow point of focus, a very narrow point that everyone can agree upon, but what they are intentionally doing is they are distracting you. They are pulling you away from the broader frontage that we're fighting across. It's like Normandy. I love using the Normandy example. I've been using it for years. There were 5 beachheads that had to be taken, 2 Britain and or 2 British and 3 American. No, sorry, 3 British and 2 American. So the whole front had to be taken. They just couldn't succeed on one beach and watch the others fail, because all of those objectives had to be taken. And that's where this attack on converging axes is brilliant, because we're all taking different sides. We're taking out different objectives. We're maneuvering in different ways, but we all must succeed, not by holding hands. Because in the real Normandy landings, Montgomery got stuck in the hedgerow country on the west, on the left flank, and got stuck there where the armored vehicles couldn't get through. The Germans were well entrenched and used the terrain and the vegetation to their advantage. But they eventually got a hold of it. It took a lot longer than it should have. But then, what happened? They needed a big breakout. And so General Omar Bradley unleashed General Patton with the Third Army. And they actually, if you're looking at the map of Normandy, on the, as you're looking at it, on the right flank, Operation Cobra released from what was now an enlarged beachhead, and they took off. So that's what's going to happen. Now, we don't know who's going to make the breakout. We don't know who's going to be released from the beachhead. But, folks, all the objectives have to be taken. You cannot just narrowly focus. Now, normally, depth on a narrow front is the principle for the attack. Depth on a narrow front. But this front is so narrow that you'll allow yourself to be enveloped with flanking maneuvers from the other side. I know this sounds like terribly military tactics, but it is. If you're too narrow and too deep, you'll create what's called the salient, the bulge, the Battle of the Bulge, in fact, is exactly what happened. They pushed too far forward and they were surrounded. And that's what's going to happen. So just be aware, folks. Be careful of groups that come out of nowhere, all hold hands, sing kumbaya, give you a narrow point of focus, but they won't be mentioning satanic ritual abuse. They won't be mentioning electoral fraud. They won't be mentioning full-term abortion. They won't be mentioning all the other stuff that needs to be mentioned. Yep. So hold them to account. Hold them to account. Sorry for the long intro, mate, but that was, I think it's pretty important for the people to understand the context of this phase of the operation. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be hard. You're going to be in pain. So be careful of who reaches out a hand to help you. Just check them out first.
Amen. Yeah, the actions speak louder than their words, Rick. And it's so eloquently and perfectly poised and put, because these are lessons from history that people can forget or we were never taught. And you bring that forward. I appreciate it. Dave, how are things going with you and Stop the Rot? You were saying you've maxed out on 5,000 people. So there's people searching for truth and you guys are providing it to them like three times a day, five times a day right now. What's going on?
Yeah, we do a little bit, I suppose, Brad. But look, that's my personal page. You know what I mean? I've you can only have 5,000 friends, but I see people wanting to friend me all the time. You know, they're just continually coming in, and we get that on Stop the Rot. But you know, we've got numerous pages. There's, you know, yeah, there's like 15,000 on one Stop the Rot. There's another Stop the Rot that's got, you know, I don't know, about 7,000, and we've got these different backup channels because we get taken all the time. You know, so. Mm. You know, we're trying to run a tight ship. I had someone ring me yesterday, really peeved about that we're not posting his information, that the moderators, I've got a couple of people that try and help with the channels, and they're not putting his posts up, and he's pissed, you know. And I rang him up straight away, and I went, bro, do you understand that the one that you're posting on is my backup channel? You know what I mean? And if this one here goes down, I need that. So you just can't go telling the world about really what's going on that channel. You know what I mean? So... look, as for the input of people, it's incredible. You know, the show's just getting bigger and bigger. You know, like Facebook's a load of bullshit. You could add a naught onto their figure that they give you on a screen, Brad, I believe. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, censorship's just off its head. But yeah, we've look, we're going good, I think. I think we're going pretty well. As I said, there's only a couple of people that can really stand up, you know what I mean, and say, you know, they're probably doing this for the right reasons. And we're seeing that now again, as Rick just said, there's a conglomerate, you know what I mean? We're not going to talk too much on it and give anyone any credit or anything else. The people will work it out. Why? Because we've been in this battle for a while now, and our people, I can't fool my people. Not that I try to, but you cannot fool my viewers, Brad. They are too well educated, mate. If I say something that ain't right on topic, it's in the comments. Hey, guru, you know what I mean? And that's great. That is great. Because what's that do? That keeps us on point. That means the guru just can't sit back and just bludge through the day and turn up at 7 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? Although some people with my lifestyle might think I do bludge. You know what I mean? But I'm in a constant conversation with a guy that's up there, you know what I mean? And my days are what my days need to be, you know what I mean? To carry me through, to carry Mel through, you know, although Mel probably carries me, the one I carry her, if the truth be known, you know. But yeah, and this is the things. But look, our page is to get back to the topic. Yeah, we're growing all the time. So we can see new people coming on. New people will send me messages, even though I have trouble because I get locked out and that, but I'll get into messages and it's, people telling me about something that I might probably put out 2.5 years ago, but they're excited about it. They just found out. You know what I mean? And this is what we're seeing in the background now, Brad, that people are really excited about. Hey, Guru, did you know this? Well, yeah. Like, you know, if you've been watching the show for 2.5 years, I told you back then this was going to come. You know what I mean? But that's a litmus indicator. You know what I mean? That the public is waking up. You know what I mean? To things that are going wrong. You know, now I have a lot of conversations with different people down here, obviously living on the harbor here, you know what I mean? And having a lot of people come down here and different things. And yeah, I can see now too that a lot of people who, you know, me and Bozy, you come out pretty hard and strong, mate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people just called us absolute lunatics. But go back to anything we've ever come out with and we've ever said, it might have sounded lunaticky all back then when we put it out there, but now it's common knowledge. You know what I mean? So, yeah, again, it's a fine line out there, I think, to educating the normies. And look, thanks to my crew, you know, we got a Rumble crew there that's probably more educated than me, Brad. Yet they'll sit there and watch the news, you know. Now, you know what I mean? And why? Because they're involved. You know what I mean? They already know this news. Half of them are sending me the clips. You know what I mean? So, again, we haven't got a real family that's there because they need to be educated. They're there because of exactly that. We're a family. We're heading up a hill. Bozy's heading up a hill. A few other people, John Wilson, is heading up a hill, you know, with a national strike day and the thing. But then we've got, and I'm going to name one of them. Then we've got a so-called Freedom magazine out there. All right, stay tuned on that point, guys. We have a Freedom magazine out there or a newspaper called The Light, who will not accommodate the national motion. Now, hang on. This is the Irish news, and I'll call them out, man, because I don't agree. You know, and people don't agree with me. That's cool. I don't care. But my opinion is, why is the Light newspaper not behind the national strike motion? Now, that just raises red flags to me. Have they been putting out good stuff and done a good job yet? As far as I'm concerned, they have been. But why are they now standing up and going, oh, no, we're not going to go on here? What, is there too many maybe crazy heads at the front that they might see as crazy but are actually very well educated? And I'm talking maybe me, Bozy, and John Wilson here, all right, spearheading something that can work. Okay, and it can work because we have the people in the right places and we have the backing. So again, you know what I mean? I'm asking the Light newspaper right now, because I know you'll see the show, guys. All right, you will, and someone send him the clip, because I'm asking you, could you give Guru a private reason on why you would not back a national strike day and a motion from John Wilson? Because I don't friggin' understand. So this is what we're sort of up against, Brad. You know, you're thinking these people are good, and I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not bagging out the Light newspaper as yet. I'll wait for a response. But why are they not behind? Is that because Bose is involved? Is that because John Wilson's involved? They don't like them personally. I don't know. They don't like me personally. I don't know. But I would like to know the reason, right? Because the reason is informative to me and Rick and John Wilson about what we might be doing here, about trying to get Australia to put their signatures on a motion that would actually give the people of Australia the power to actually do something. You know what I mean? So yeah, some funny stuff going on over here in Australia. And as I said, I promote the Light newspaper. I've got a couple here. I put them around places and stuff. But I'm very, very confused, whoever your editors are, whoever your CEO is, on why you would not back a motion of the people. So we got a lot of questions to be asked over here, Brad, but we won't ask too many, because what happens, as usual, is these, and I'm not talking about the Light newspaper here, please do not take this personally, but you know, we have delinquents out there making money, okay, cruising around, doing whatever they want around the world, you know, supposedly motivating people. I mean, I don't know why I have to go around the world to motivate people. Well, you can send me a Zoom link, Brad, and I can do it for nothing. I don't need to get in a jet. So I'm very confused about the angle of some people within the fight for humanity. I'll shut it there for a minute.
Let's touch on base on that. You know, the Light Irish newspaper, they've been around for a while. They've published on the COVID vaccine. They've, you know, that this was all part of the playbook, right? World Economic Forum, they put out there, and it came out in the very early stages of the events years ago. Bill, Melinda Gates Foundation is all about genocide and eugenics. So I find this motion, discuss what this motion is for everybody, right? Because outside Australia, many people might not know about this. So National Strike Day in this motion is this is something that we partly wanted to get to with the 1 billion March for Kids in September, right? Which you all supported. March for the kids, save the children, stand up against the WHO, the WEF, and the LGBTQ2IA plus satanic pedophile agenda. So why, tell us about this and why you think people would be against this. What is the motion that's been put forward just so everybody can jump on board? Maybe they want to replicate it where they live too, in their community, which I think
well,
might
we're
be.
Seeing the May Day thing go really well, all right? So, you know, there was, I put out a throw about May Day. We've since receded back off that a little bit because we need the numbers before we can do anything. But the May Day thing and the freedom thing around the world, which we didn't even know about when Rick and I had this discussion, right, and a phone with someone else on a phone, and I was with Rick personally, so we just had one other person on a phone, and we had this discussion. I had no idea there was a freedom train out there heading for May Day. Honestly, I had no idea. But we had a discussion which was on the same topic, Brad, you know, and I said, oh, look, May Day, you know, it'd be good if we, but we realized too that we need the people, you know what I mean? So again, Rick seconded this motion. So I'll let Rick describe what the motion is, okay, and what we are trying to do with it. So, yeah, you take it away, Rick. You're the other signature on there.
Sure. It was kicked off by John Wilson, who's the former communist, former head of the Trades Council in Australia. So this guy's communist-trained, communist-backed. He's given that all away, and he's now a man of God. He's had his couple of come-to-Jesus moments. The second one was a genuine life and death struggle on his boat in a flood where the cops wouldn't help him. And it was the hand of God that saved him. That really brought him closer than ever before. So Cormo John, as we like to call him, he's the guy that's put this up. And the idea is a national strike. It's a practical way to cease our consent to the government. We strike, we cease to do what they need us to do to survive. And this will coalesce the country. And on a couple of levels, firstly, it'll demonstrate that the conditions for a belligerent occupation are no longer met under the law of war, Chapter 11.3, law of war. And so when the conditions for the belligerent occupation are no longer met, the government has no authority. As long as we continue to consent to their directives, they are an occupying power as much as, you know, when the Germans invaded France, they were an occupied country. And there are obligations that an occupying power must meet. It must continue to run the country for the benefit of the people, except for the fact they're now being run by an invading force. But that actually, this exists in war. It's not just chaos. There's actually a set of rules of what you do and what you must do and must not do as an occupying power. And so we have what's called a belligerent occupation, as most of the countries on the planet do. So none of us have a real sovereign government, right, as we would like to believe. But we have a belligerent occupier that is running the show here. So for as long as we continue to accede to their demands, continue to pay their tax, continue to fill in the blank, just everything that we do to consent, what we are actually doing, know it or not, we are reinforcing the position that they are a legitimate belligerent occupant.
Yep.
And therefore, they have standing and we do not. So for us to end the conditions, to demonstrate to the world that conditions for the belligerent occupation are no longer being met, we've got to come to a halt. We've got to bring the country to a standstill. But in the sense of ceasing to meet their demands, we continue to do what we're doing. We'll just still turn up for work. We'll stop it. We'll continue stopping at red lights. You know, things like that, sensible things. You just get on with it. But just cut the government out of your life. And by doing that, It'll prove that position that the belligerent occupying power no longer has any authority. They're out of a job, basically. And so that's the purpose of it. And no one is calling for violence. Nobody. Not John, not me, not Dave. Nobody. This is a peaceful, as Gandhi demonstrated, non-violent, non-cooperation. That's what all of us in the freedom movement have been saying since the very beginning. The only ones that have been calling for violence and the only ones that have been delivering violence are the belligerent occupying power and their stooges. So anybody that's called for violence is one of their stooges, know it or not. So that's the short version behind it, to demonstrate that the belligerent occupying power no longer has that power and the conditions for belligerent occupation are finished. and we can get on with our lives. And look, it's more than just that occurring. It's galvanizing the people into the idea of what we want. Once again, it's not about COVID. It's not about anything individual. It's the idea that we are the sovereign, the source of sovereign law in this country.
Right.
Nobody else. And it is such a complex issue. This piece on sovereignty that I'm writing at the moment, I'll be recording shortly and getting out to you.
All right.
It has so many moving parts, but I can give you the short version. Just about every definition of sovereignty and every discussion by erudite and clever philosophers has one purpose, and that's for the people with power to keep the power away from the people. It's as simple as that. Whether it's the church, whether it's the state, whether it's the king, whether it's whatever, all their very erudite discussions are designed to maintain power and take it away from and remove it permanently from the people, the only source of legitimate sovereignty on this planet. And it even goes into the straw man and what constitutes a person, all these legal fictions. It's more than just the straw man. The legal fictions are entities. The state is a, you know, according to some philosophies, the state is a legal person. It has a will of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is, who is the state? Oh, well, that's a separate question. Don't ask the question. Let us just rule you because we know better, say the filth. And so the sovereignty, this motion in an intellectual sense, in an idea, is that we are the source of sovereign power and nobody else. And that's the foundation of the future of this country and the foundation of the world. That's why sovereignty is so important. It is so critical, and very few people have got a grip on it. But that's it. That's it, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I've noticed, Rick, and I was sharing this with Dave just before you joined the pre-chat, and I look at all the shows in nearly 3 years, the ones that have the highest views and the ratings are for waking people up, it seems, are the ones on the straw man, the corporate fiction, which we were born into with the birth certificate, employee ID number of whatever corporation you were born under, whether it's the United States of America Corporation run by the Washington, D.C., Canada Corporation run out of Washington, D.C., then City of London, Australia Crown Corporation trading on the stock market up until 2021. People are just, their minds are blown. Outside of COVID, outside of bioweapons and terrorism, outside of exorcisms and souls being stolen, outside of human-animal chimeras being built like Resident Evil movies and being fought in underground wars by 30-plus battalions just in the U.S. military alone, that stuff is too far stretched for many. But as soon as you go, well, listen, you might be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. People are like, wait, I'm a lottery ticket? I'm the Willy Wonka, the golden ticket? You're like, as a matter of fact, yes. But the finance is the one that kind of blows people's minds. And then you show them, and I showed them how to do it in the United States. And then I've had other people on. We just did Canada. We did United States again. I had a sovereign pastor on who took Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan Chase, right to task, who got his straw man from Timothy Geithner, the U.S. Treasury Secretary. People's minds are blown. And this guy didn't pay a single lawyer for any of this. He just did it on his own. And their mind is blown. And so once I believe people realize from that standpoint, the absolute fraud and absolute criminality perpetrated on them and the generations outside of church, outside of mental health and physical health and food and chemtrails or whatever, I think this might be the one that gets everybody to galvanize and stand up. Because right now, even though you can go see this, you're not going to go to a stock market or any bank right now or central bank under the Federal Reserve folks and get your hundreds of millions of dollars, even though you can see yourself traded tens of thousands of times. And the only way this happens and all of that happens, and frankly, you know, money means fuck all to me. Right now, in the reality we all live and work in, we need a barter and an exchange, and fiat currency just happens to be it for now. And then it may be silver and gold. But at the end of the day, the creator, if you go to other planets or on this planet the way it was intended, it's not to have money and be a slave. It is to be sovereign, where you are living in peace, love, and harmony and living out your greatest purpose in life, which might be an artist, or you might be somebody who knows how to just, you know, whittle or give great massages or be a good farmer, you know, or teach people to swim, whatever it is, right? I think that stewardship will galvanize everybody around the world as they realize that everything under the commonwealth of a British empirical system, which backs itself up to Cain, Right. And I just watched Noah a few moments ago, a few days ago. Russell Crowe, right? Hopefully a good guy, Australian actor, who knows? But still, to see this, that spiritual battle work out, where you have the final bloodline of Cain with the final bloodline of Seth at the end of the movie, represented in Russell Crowe's character, Noah. That's where we are right now. And I just had a show with Pastor Pavlovsky, who just returned from Mar-a-Lago, who agrees this is that time right now, and prepare for the flood to come. But stand up for everything, stand up for yourself and your common man and your neighbor. And I'll leave it with this analogy, and I'm interested in the comments from you, gentlemen. Arthur said, and you were alluding to this earlier, Rick, about people and using the Normandy invasion standpoint. Here's what Arthur said on the show. He said, "It doesn't matter if you're in a foxhole with me, and if you're French or you're Polish or you're Ukrainian or you're Russian or you're Indian, if you are sending bullets at the enemy, the Nazi, in a foxhole with me, in that moment, an atheist, a Catholic, a Protestant, you are my brother. You're either on the side of light or on the side of dark, and that's it." And I totally agree with him. And from galvanizing people, that's what's really important, right? You don't have to like me, you don't have to like Guru, don't have to like Rick, but if you like your freedom and you like a beautiful free place for your children to prosper in, then galvanize, get together and stand up.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're working at now, Brad. And that is I think that's what we put on a movie night on Sunday night. And you just said, a
Nice.
while ago you're talking about what we do, Brad, and yeah, we do news show 5 nights a week. I mean, I've sort of pulled up the TikToks and stuff like that a little bit, because all I do is get the, I can't help myself going on a rant. So all I do is get community violations or something anyway. So I've just canned all that crap for a minute, I mean? But yeah, then we do 3 spaces a night, a week, to try and get, and this is the whole point, right? The spaces are what? The intention when I started them was to try and get the states together, and then have the states break off and have their own spaces, once a week, so they could come together and work out what they were doing in their state. That hasn't really come to fruition. But again, that was only my idea, of what I was going to hold the spaces for. But now what we're finding is the spaces, like last night, we had 1,000 on. And again, back to your topic, what? We done a show last night on the straw man, because I watched one of your shows, and then I'm thinking, over the last few weeks, I'm going, okay. And I've been putting thought into it. And the whole reason that we are in this mess that we're in is because of the 1666 Astroview Trust, and the fact that we have been, used as chattel. So this is another big thing that I've always said, is the 3 things that were going to be big to this movement was Trump, Xi, and Putin. The retaking of the actual American flag, all right, by old mate and old mate, Gould and yeah, Russ. And then the other thing was the straw man, that people had to be aware of why you have been under such a heavy yoke, for so long. This needs to come out. And they're the 3 things that I said were going to have to come out, years and years and years ago when I first started, getting into this stuff. But I can see now that, yeah, when I've looked at it, everything goes back to you actually being a straw man, because what happened when you become a straw man is you lost your sovereignty. I mean, now you can still have it personally, but I mean, in their situation and in their administration, you lost it. The moment your parents signed you over, you lost it, man. Your sovereignty was gone as far as they were concerned. Not as far as you're concerned, but as far as they were concerned. So this is a very big hot topic. And yeah, we had 1,000 people come into a space last night after the show, to
Nice.
listen, to Patriot 101 and myself, talk about this actual topic. So I think what we're doing here, Brad, is we have, we put on, to get back to the movie night, what we put on was Trey Smith and his 2024 prophecy. Now, if you haven't seen it, for anyone, Trey Smith was a good mate of Kim Clements. Kim Clement, you don't know who he is, you really need to go and have a look. Okay, you'll find him out there. But he's a prophet, and he's been very, very correct, guys. All right, he picked Trump. He picked the two presidents. He picked this. He picked that. Well, he didn't pick it. God gave it to him. But again, we put that on, with Trey Smith. And what that does show also is it shows that this awakening period is coming. All right, but what happens when we get to the awakening period? And this is me, you're just talking off my what I think is we awaken the world. But evil is that evil that when it sees the big awakening and when it sees what it can't stop, you know what I mean? That's when it gets very, very nasty, guys. And it will get nasty, believe me. I've been telling you this for a while now. I've been trying to get our viewers on the show, you know, to understand that, guys, this is really cool and this is choice and we're all coming together. And yes, we're winning. We've already won the battle. We just can't get the trophy off the mantelpiece because they won't let go of it. You know what I mean? But in all essence, it's going to get nasty, guys, because evil just doesn't go down. You know, we know if you're awake to what's supposed to go on here, these guys are supposed to be choo, gone. The keys are removed. You know what I mean? So, you know, they're back to where they started from. So when something like that is facing the enemy, as Rick said, is going to be crazy, man. All right. And we're seeing it now. Look what they just done. They throw ISIS out to us. Yeah, ISIS, good. Yeah, deep state, mate. You know what I mean? But look what we've just seen go on in Russia. You know, they don't care. They will not give up these guys, right? Until the big fella says, I've had enough of yous, you know? And until that time, what are we here for? To endure and overcome. And I think that's what we're doing now. We're getting a nation here in Australia. We're getting an international people, you know what I mean? To get to come together, Brad, you know, so we can actually have, you know, we can have that awakening time that is going to be the glory time of the people, you know what I mean? And then carry it on from there. But what we're going to get is a lot of resistance from what you can basically just call evil. And that's, I think, where we're going to be.
You look at Hitler at the end of World War II when he knew the time was up. He's like, well, if Germany lost the war, then the citizens don't deserve to live. Well, the orders are on the table. If I'm going down, I'm taking everybody with me. And this is really what you're speaking about, right? And you look at Canada alone, lifetime imprisonment coming up for anybody who disagrees with the state
Don't
and
mention
any policy.
gasoline. Gasoline will get you 2 years.
But if you're at the Canadian Forces base, guess what, man? You're good for luck. It's free tampons for all men. But if you go into the women's bathrooms on any Canadian Forces base right now, you got to pay. So, women, just a little tip, the men get free tampons, you know, as the military police run around with their pronouns and their lipstick and their, you know, fancy hair buns and tattoos under their berets. Wild.
What's the world come
Wild
to, Brad?
times. Wild times we're in. So galvanizing the people. You both are so eloquent, excellent with words and sending it. You know, how would you like to leave it off here, gentlemen? And then I'll make sure you get the copy of this, and we can post it and get out for everybody. And they start taking place in your space and waking up to their straw man, if that's what's needed to be woken up for people to stand up and do something.
Yeah, let me just touch on something that it'll upset a few people, but it's a reality. The idea
You
that the enemy
upset
of
people,
my
Rick,
enemy.
never.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a doctor that can issue a new set of testicles if you get upset by me. It's okay.
great.
The theory that the enemy of my enemy is my friend is valid, but only in very. That's dictated by force and circumstance when that statement holds true. But there comes a point where it no longer holds true because, once again, once that immediate threat is gone, and it's generally a personal one, say to your life, then yeah, you'll stand with anybody. But the moment that's done, your individual need is met, then you'll walk away. And so, what people have to realize is that they have to start leading themselves. They start thinking themselves two, three levels ahead of where they normally would. They've got to start asking those second and third order level questions. Like, for example, what are we fighting for? Well, I'm fighting to stay alive. Well, that's great for now, right there with you. But if we're not fighting for something bigger than ourselves, the bond that holds us all together will dissipate very, very quickly. And we will recreate exactly what we have now. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to start to think, what is the biggest thing you're fighting for? And it's not your life, I can tell you that. I'll give you a tip. That ain't it. It is bigger than, it's got to be bigger than you. It's got to be bigger than your family. It's got to be big. What are you fighting for? Because then as you advance and individual needs start getting met, those people will fall away. But those of us that have a bigger picture in our mind's eye will continue forward, and we'll be there at the end. We'll get to the top of the hill, and we'll get there for the right reasons. So yes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend temporarily, but I can tell you what will cohere an organization, a team, a family, whatever it might be. It might be your own mind because you're going crazy trying to balance these competing ideas in your head simultaneously, is you got to believe in something much bigger than yourself and make sure you're ready to give all for that. And that'll keep you going longer than everybody else. The others will peel off, you'll keep going. So make sure your team, your family, yourself, you got that internal goal. You know exactly what you're fighting for, and you'll keep fighting until you win.
Yeah, and I think my closing statement here is probably would be that Australians, you got no idea how lucky you are. All right, we are sitting here, we are on the premises of going into chaos, okay, and we may go into chaos, it's going to get crazy, all right, but you need to thank your lucky stars of the country that the good Lord gave you to be born in or to immigrate to and be here, okay, because we are a different kettle of fish at the moment, guys, all right, we are not copping what other countries are copping, we're copping it in a different way, all right, but you know, and what I say to the Australian people is, a quiet prayer for the rest of the world, because the USA, man, you do not want to be living in the USA in some particular cities, okay? Even though we've seen places like New York and where was it? They're turning blue cities red, Chicago, I think it was, all right? But all that does is aggravate the enemy, guys. It's a good thing. It's great. But the enemy gets aggravated, right? And he comes out firing again. So my word to the Australian people that are going to watch this broadcast is pray for the rest of the world and thank God that you're in a country at the moment that, and with your will, you can stop it getting to where it is over there, guys, you know, and if the USA can pull this thing up, the ripple will go worldwide. We've told you before, and it all will come good. And that is what's going to happen. Okay. But in the meantime, what the rest of the world and places like Europe, the Middle East, okay, America, Canada, all right, they all need our prayers, guys. That's the most important thing that we have got. That is the most powerful thing that we've got. And I just want you to understand that in Australia, we've been warning for a while, me and Bozy, that it was going to get tough. But, mate, you guys had a pretty cruisy ride through compared to what the rest of the world is going through and how they're doing it. And we haven't stood up yet, guys. All right, we're not locking up roads with farmers. You know, we're not standing up against why? Because we're a small population in a huge country, and they've been able to infiltrate us very, very easily, guys. All right. And this is what me and Rick are trying to bring to you, to let you know, right, discernment. You need to be looking at who you're working with and who you're doing and what's going on. Okay. Yeah. Can some people help us get up to the enemy lines? Yeah. But when you get to the enemy lines, you're going to be looking at them pretty hard, guys. All right. Because the discernment will tell you whether they got you to the enemy lines or throw you under a bus or to help you get over the line. Okay. No. It's as simple as that. But Australia, pray for the rest of the world, especially pray for your American brothers and sisters, because once they knock this thing on the head over there, guys, the ripple comes, and the ripple's coming our way. So, yeah, I'll close on that, Brad. Thank you again, Brad, for your invitation, and great to catch up with you, brother.
Yeah, same to you guys. And you're echoing those sentiments. There's that wonderful, not so wonderful Japanese admiral who had said, "I'm afraid we just woken a giant." And on the heels of your conversation about knocking it on the head and feeling a ripple wave from the American public who wake up, right? It was in 1776 revolution, it was stated about 1.9% of the Americans actually stood up in the colonies, and they fought to get their freedom, their liberty from the same type of evil, which we're all seeing right now. I'm just going to share that it's pretty amazing, and I've been honored that in the last 3 weeks, I've had three guests on the show who have all been invited to Mar-a-Lago these last 3 weeks, and I'm able to share this. The very first show the two of you and I met on here was with Clayton Thomas from Root.
Yep.
Well, Dr. Christina Rahm and he were invited down exclusively to meet with Commander-in-Chief Trump 3 weeks ago on Thursday. They've put this out publicly, so this is public. This is fine. There's nothing confidential. Met with the Commander-in-Chief, have the pictures with him and the Trump team, and also briefed them on the Root product and the protocol because of what's happening now, where they've been able to walk back the effects from the jabs. And then Dr. Rahm was immediately sent up to brief good U.S. military officials. And then out right now, they're briefing the good U.S. Attorney General to roll it out. Why? because of, and this is just echoed by Pastor Pavlovsky, how he was just returned from Mar-a-Lago for different reasons, because of what is expected to be rolled out on the world by evil, which are what the good white hats, the good people, men, women, military, are also fighting against, making sure it does not get released. But in case it does, they believe this is what will fight back. So when we look at this from a system, folks, where it was designed to suck your soul, time, energy, and money, the system, the cabal, the bloodline of Cain created, suck your soul, time, energy, and money. If you focus on your money, that's fine. But you got to focus on something bigger than you, because there are things at play right now which are global, which are in effect attempting to take down humanity worldwide. And that what we just saw in the last 4 years was a warm-up. That was the opening act. The extra act is standing in the wings that they're trying to unleash very shortly. And we need to stop it, unified around the world. That's the true unity. In the sovereignty of the soul with God at our side and our creator, right? Because when I go up to the pearly gates or whatever they are, I want to be able to say that I did the damnedest best that I could, and I'm not perfect. I'm sure I could be doing more. I could sleep a little less, maybe talk a little bit more, post on socials or whatever, while I'm being jumping around between countries and trying to keep a bank account open, just to keep after it, right? And just like you guys, you know, Rick, you guys were just kicked out of your home 3 weeks ago, had to make a move, and you're still fighting. Guru, with what they've done to you, you're still fighting. And guess what? The truth is breaking out, and that's being shown by right now. But we need more people to stand up. So I'm very honored to know you guys in a virtual sense and your souls and the sovereignty message. Rick, when you have that, please let me know. I'd be happy to share it, put it out, whatever's necessary for people to understand what sovereignty truly means. And if anybody is confused, just look at the Ten Commandments. It's all right there, right? That's just a perfect cornerstone of those tablets of what sovereignty is and what you should be standing for. So God bless you, gentlemen. Thank you, as well as your teams behind you and the lovely women and families you have surrounding you. Thank you so much. And everybody watching this, go to their platforms, follow it, share, like, get the message out, maybe watch this again and again to allow it to sink in. And thank you. Have yourself a wonderful day, gents. And we'll look forward to the next time.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
If you are looking for groundbreaking nutritional products which revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge, American-made, all-natural wellness brand. Root, the Trinity Pack from GetRootNow.com, is a game-changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural adaptogenic nootropic which skyrockets your clarity and creativity. Professional athletes have reported over a 40% increase in their performance in only 90 days. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health, optimizes your true brain, helping you tap into quantum consciousness, also known as the God Mind, altogether with Clean Slate, which gently wipes out harmful heavy metals from your body, gently evacuating toxins, including graphene oxide. Trinity Pack from Root altogether helps you increase your performance, longevity, deep sleep, and have a far greater quality of life. Register now at GetRootNow.com to grab your Trinity Pack. Then hit subscribe and save to get $15 back every month. Trinity Pack has also received the gold standard, a worldwide BSCG approval, allowing those in the military to first responders to the NFL, PGA, NBA, FIFA World Cup soccer, and more, feel assured it is indeed all natural and drug-free. Trinity Pack even comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So when you grab your Trinity at GetRootNow.com, you can feel good knowing it's endorsed by Tier 1 Special Operations Warriors, to lightworkers, benevolent healthcare heroes, professional athletes, and Olympians detoxing their systems and unleashing their greatest self from across the globe. You can also get rewarded for being part of the Root community. See you there.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.